Unit 5. Listening. Exercise 4.
When you're out shopping and you want to buy something, you just put your hand in your pocket and take out some notes and coins or a debit card. So it might seem strange to think that money hasn't always existed in those forms. One of the earliest ways to pay somebody was to give them a cow. Cows, of course, have always been valuable because they give food, milk, and leather. On the Yap Islands in Micronesia, they once used what must be the most unusual stone discs, which were sometimes 4 meters in diameter. It must have been difficult to carry them around in their pockets. On the other hand, it can't have been easy for thieves to steal them. Another type of money that seems unusual today is salt. As well as receiving coins, Roman soldiers earned a ration of salt for their work. They called this the salarium. That explains where the word salary comes from. Salt must have been important to the Romans because, amongst other reasons, they could use it to preserve food. It may also have been important because you could use salt to pay for things in any country. This was useful for Roman soldiers who were often moving from one part of the Roman Empire to another. Turning to more recognizable forms of money, the Greek historian Herodotus said that the first people to make gold and silver coins were the Lydians in around 600 BCE. Lydia was a kingdom in Asia Minor. In fact, the first coins were not gold or silver, they were made of electrum. That's spelt A-L-E-C-T-R-U-M, which is a mixture of gold and silver. Soon after, they separated the gold and silver and made coins from each metal separately. Coins were very practical because they were so easy to carry around. The Greeks soon began to make and use their own coins. Little by little, countries stopped using precious metals to make coins. The coins simply represented those precious metals. In fact, the Chinese always used base metals, not precious metals, for their coins. It was in 10th century China that people started to use paper for money. This could have been because there was not enough metal to make a sufficient number of coins at the time. Metal, paper, and then, of course, plastic. You may think that the debit card has been around for a long time, but it's a relatively recent invention. In the 1920s, people used cards to buy petrol or to buy things in department stores. Later, cards appeared for use in restaurants. But it was only in 1978 that a bank in Seattle, in the USA, introduced the first debit card for business executives. By the mid-1980s, debit cards were available for general use. And what about money in the future? Some experts say that it won't be long before physical forms of money disappear. They think that instead, we might have special chips in our mobile phones to pay in shops. Other people say that coins and notes will probably stay around forever. A company called Travelex has already designed coins for use in space. They are called quids and come in 5 different sizes and colours. The coins are made of a plastic material, which is very strong and resistant to heat. The coins are all round so that they won't hurt you when they float around your spaceship in zero gravity. Metal coins could be dangerous floating around in space. From 4-meter stone discs to space-age plastic, it seems we just can't exist without money in one form or another.